whether you wanted to, because coffee is a stronger man for running that, or setting up the logistics in China.
Right, that's fine. I don't think you need coffee.
I got to thinking, before I raised my accusation, I was kind of wondering whether sending a body is the right thing to do in China.
Is that right? Fine. Just condescending.
It just kind of looks like you prodded him out to say, look, I've got one just like you.
Done. Well, I just told Conley that I...
Oh, it was his
vice of driving. We took the hard line and made those back here roll.
Did they roll? Did they have a...
Well, they announced. No. They took a vote today, but they announced the day off here. They announced that he's going to have his committee meet on Wednesday, and they'll do it on Wednesday. But they will do it. So you see my point on that. So therefore, we just go ahead. Petty on the ground, and just, we know they're going to do it. December 1st, they're going to carry it December 1st, and then they'll probably understand if they need it before.
What did you go around?
We'll see. Conference.
They'll still have to go through a conference if they set a date.
That's right.
Because the House bill says sign it to the
Senate. They're going to negotiate that. You know, the only thing is a knowledge tragedy, though, isn't it?
It is.
You've got to get him out of the cabinet, Bob. Don't you agree?
After the election, sure.
I remember even before. I just wonder if he's just a jackass. You know, he's just well, look, he's so full of beans and everything. You just got to get him out. I think he'd do fine there.
It's an incredible business, I'm telling you. You know, going through all of who he met.
You know, the one thing he gives himself away, and I've never known to fail. I can just see that poor goddamn prime minister, and I just could hardly suppress a laugh, where he said I was only able to see 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I saw him for an hour.
An hour and 15 minutes.
Why did you let him do it?
You know, Berlin leaned over to me and said he didn't see him. He couldn't get him out for an hour and 15 minutes.
Don't raise the question of John. I said, poor John's held his hand for so long. But I'm just getting to the point that he just drives me
Well, that one is really off. It's the fact that thing is embarrassing, I think. Because you just, it's past any point of...
Well, yeah, I think probably saved a little. I was glad I came back in for a while and got hard in his chair. I cut that out of the way.
Strange little fellow. Henry's got a batch of Germans in that they wanted you to have a reception for, which we turned down.
Oh, yes.
Now he's asking if you'll see him for 20 minutes. And it's the same old stuff again. It's the Minister of Agriculture and the Mayor of Berlin. And the Secretary in the Chancellor's office and a senior Bundestag representative, the CDU.
My
parliamentary secretary from the Foreign Office. I mean, they're low-level type people.
Have you seen them?
Here for that German-American conference, you know, they come and meet with our parliamentarians.
How am I allowing somebody else to give a reception in the White House? I mean, I don't really have to see the damn people.
That's today or tomorrow is when you have to do it. We had turned it down, and now he's asking if
you need through here.
Oh, no, he says 20 minutes.
20 minutes means an hour.
You know, a brief meeting with leading German officials.
Yes, yeah,
and you want to have six of them in.
No, I think not.
I think we ought to say,
I think we hang with it. We've got to have a rule.
Well, when I put Henry to the wall, he said, you should raise it. And I said, well, does he have to do something like this? And he said, no, it is percentage.
This week, you say that I've got to stick with my cult. And,
you shouldn't have to make excuses. I mean, we've told them that you aren't going to meet with that level of people.
That's right. It's the party.
The other government meets with them doesn't really make any difference either. I don't think he does any.
We're different. Well, some do. But we're different. We tell you one thing, De Gaulle never went with them.
Yeah.
He never went with them. And goddamn, we're certainly in his position. I don't think I have to meet with every Jew that comes through here.
Well, Well, it becomes routine if you do, and then when you do meet with them, it doesn't mean that much. It's better to leave
on
it.
Yes, you know, he's pressing me on the Brazilian ambassador's going to cancel the visit unless I would go to a return dinner at the embassy Brazil.
They ought to cancel it.
Huh?
Then they ought to cancel it.
Yeah. Were you here when he told me that?
I was here when he was raising the point. I didn't hear that he was going to cancel it.
And I said, well, Henry, I'll never go to return dinner. She said, well, good reception. I said, no. I said, I won't do it. I said, I cannot change for him what I've done for others. You want to come to Camp David? I said, fine, go to Camp David. But you cannot change that. I'm not going to get that jazz going to something.
And he gave him a second day meeting, too, which is, even that's going too far for Brazil.
It is.
That's right.
Well, it really isn't.
It's just he's finally Latin American.
But Bob, I'll tell you, he does got to be hard-nosed about that sort of thing. Better read the article that Paul Healy on children.
I saw the other side. The reason Julie canceled her request is that she's not making the trip.
To Cleveland?
Whatever it was that she was.
Right, she was in Cleveland today, all day, met the press, she just called me. Met the press, went on the television.
One week told to get the staff for her mayor,
for all the rest. Well, then probably you see there was some confusion. She
told them she wasn't going. That the thing, maybe the press thing was canceled, so she didn't want the Q&A, which is what he was working on.
You know, that our interest. What to say? Would you give me another copy of the New York Daily News this morning? Just as our
said he didn't think they would be ready to go over that budget stuff that he was doing. They could have it ready if you wanted to do it in
California.
In California or on the plane on the way out or something.
Sure.
You could use the plane time and they could just actually.
slapping and cutting.
Yeah, I think we do. Especially when, you know, look for the right ground, like this thing today. We're on very solid ground. The Congress is wrong.
See, we're going to out. Put it into a deal.
Figure out a football game Thanksgiving Day.
Come on, you see the Redskins in Los Angeles. See more numbers.
I think it'd be good that, it's good to do a college game.
Yeah, I'm inclined to do it.
Your way to hit Oklahoma, which you don't want to go in and do.
I'm inclined to do it. Hit Oklahoma. I have a lot of times already.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm inclined to do it. Sorry about that, but we're asking to.
The governor and senator about it. Just not have any.
Carl Albert.
Well, Carl will probably want to join up in some way. I mean,
he
probably got to let.
He has to. But I know they all probably going anyway, but I hope take the whole delegation, I limit it to that. Oh, Peyton Belcher, Christ, I suppose he's gonna go.
They'll already be on there.
Yeah, good.
So if we just kind of work out something where maybe they can sit near you or something.
Very, very careful about the sure age. He's the only person from Oklahoma. Humans. That's a part of the meeting sometime this week.
One this week?
Well, I think so.
We had on to the
next week. It's on next week.
Well, it looks like
it's on next week.
We have one for next week.
It's a later one.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. It's, we just got to, we're trying to get it checked out. Now, we got a follow-up report from Rizal down there. His view is that you, by all means, should do it, that the Democrats will be doing it, which they'll be working the Democrats, and they don't have any of them scheduled speakers at the convention, but they will work them in between sessions and stuff.
At quite a lot of time now.
He has another meeting space at 10:30 on Thursday, and he feels strongly that that's the worst possible day you could speak.
Why?
Because it would appear to be trying to one us meeting on his own day. That Friday is Hodgson's day, although Hodgson thinks he's on Thursday, and the meeting's on Wednesday, but I'm sure, I think Hodgson's wrong. That's what I'm trying to straighten out. Scoop Jackson is probably going to appear on Friday and is probably going to announce his candidacy Friday in Tallahassee, as well as appear at the labor event. His feeling still is the day for you to go is Monday or Tuesday, Rizales. But he says you could go any day.
I guess you know you should do it all.
I wonder too. Now, Monday and Tuesday is a problem in it because
right.
Tuesday night press conference. It's a question. That press conference and Quadriad meeting on Wednesday.
Well, another way to do it is not to try that press conference at this point. There's another way to do it. Just think. Well, let's talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Do some more thinking. We have a legislative leaders meeting. You know, I felt a little sorry about the cabinet motion, having that to sit through such a motion,
don't you?
I did too, yeah.
And they understand it, because they, you know, it's
they don't
one of them, and they know what the problem is, but...
God, we should be really talking about important things, but... I don't know, what in Christ you can't earn any more support. You can't ask them to come in here. They want to be your advisors. That's what the Opium Committee advised me. I said, no, Jesus Christ, you must tell me about the... And, you know, I tried to ask and ask him some questions.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
they tried to be nice
to ask this and they asked, talk about the chamber. Because he would know what the hell issue to looking for. good for us around here. I still, and I've got to keep Henry from knocking him down. It's McGregor. McGregor's upbeat, gives me a lift.
God, that's a fight that
he gives everybody a lift by.
Yep.
And Christ Almighty, we just got to be thankful for a fellow like that.
And if he doesn't fool himself, and that's what bothers Henry, he does look at the question of, you know, what are we up against?
He can't come in here and say, oh, look,
everybody's in this
line, the president's always right, and this and that, and they ought to be supporting. Henry says, well, you ought to fight, you ought to stand up.
McGregor's fighting.
He sure is.
But he's just wants to fight smart.
Of course, Henry doesn't realize how often he's not taken his line. You know, I mean, even at press conference, I was taking a lot of subtle lines there. He thought, you know, particularly about immigration and things like that.
Yeah.
He would never approve them. I mean, he would never, I mean, he thought of it, because he would have thought about it too much. But they were the right things to say, and then afterwards he thinks it's great. But Henry's awful rough. The teacher for you. But McGregor is a real gem. God damn, he's a fighter.
He's got a pretty good mind, too.
He's smarter
than I thought he was.
Oh, yeah, he's smart as hell.
He's, he sits, you know, he kind of sits, you can see his wheels grind almost. He thinks it through.
You would have been a hell of a senator.
Yeah, anybody would have.
Wow. Bob Mitchell ever make it his son. He's persistent enough to, isn't he? He wants it so bad. He loves it.
But he doesn't discipline himself tightly enough.
He just ran
a good campaign. If we could get a good campaign manager for him that could run it, he might.
He can't do it like
this. But he ought to start running 2 years ahead. He ought to start running next year like he did for Lieutenant Governor.
Must learn to campaign in the modern way.
Well, we had a tough time with the lieutenant governor, and he didn't.
But he looks back on that and thinks that it was all sort of his doing, and a lot of things came together for him. But the last
break
coming
out for him.
Right. The guy thinks because he runs ahead of another fellow that the other fellow didn't help him.
Huh.
That's not true at all.
Question when he would have won last year.
Oh God, yes. Boy, every time I see Murphy, I can hardly speak to him.
It's not
dead pissed off.
And you?
Yeah. It's very, really so disappointing that this man let us down like he did.
And he really did.
In that state. The press conference thing that occurs to me in a sense. We certainly are going to go for it. You know, I'm going to use the TV thing, but I'm thinking now of something in California, maybe. I don't mean to televise it. Maybe other types. We got, it seems to me, a very, for whatever it's worth, I don't mean this initially, but a very, it had to be respectful reaction to this one. George Allen, you know, was mentioning. You know what I mean? This was a very impressive press conference to the press, right?
Yep. It was.
And therefore, down there, my feeling on that would be to do it monthly. Would it not be not yours then?
If at all, yeah. And even then, yeah, I think you just got to see whether it's... The advantage of doing it Monday is you know what you're doing. And Friday,
what I would do then, I suppose, just stay here, just lie down, go and come back.
We'll go down to keep his game and just go over there on Monday.
There's not much to go there to prepare for being there, prepare a speech. You see what I mean? I don't
see much advantage to be there. Key to seeing Bob is no good for me unless it's not worth doing, unless I'm going to take some time. And I'm going to write, or work on a speech, I'd rather do it here than there. It's like California, yeah. Just as well not to get out anyway, you'd be leaving. Not to go to Florida. And not make the speech. If you're going to go down, trouble is to go to Thursday to the west. I have a speech on Monday. I'm not going to do a press conference next week.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree? Or do you?
Yes.
You do both.
If you do the press conference, yeah, you can do it Wednesday night.
Thanksgiving Eve. That's not bad.
That you lose the China thing, but the China tie-in is still an important thing.
I wonder when the press conference is better, just come back and do a brief China announcement, take a few questions. I don't believe,
all of these you have called during the year.
That's right. But the other thing,
we never, but we should. But I'll tell you that they're kind of good, they just kind of good at that, and it's part of the responsibility, y'all. It's a great thing for you to do. It's good for me to do, it is. It's hard work,
Yeah, but it's a good thing to do. You feel that you're in touch with the people.
Yeah.
You answer a letter with a telephone call.
I called three guys last night, a paraplegic in Georgia, of course, a little league team. A paraplegic over in Baltimore, his father, a father. And he said, all of my children are standing in our football, in the household. Poor old veteran, there's a little very big job on, called by him and me.
And there has to be bounce on that, you don't see any holes or anything like that, but that it still makes a difference.
Well, it's part of the, you read back through the stories, the president, like the war, all the little kindnesses are usually recounted. We must do that, multiply 100-fold, But it's just important to do it. It's part of the job of the office. It gets away from the impersonality. It's so much better than just sitting here and running through.
That's why I say you realize there's some nice people, worthwhile people out in the country, too. You know it, but it's kind of good to be in the people.
I just wondered if you guys thought as bad as I have.
Look, I just...